Hello. Suicide is a heart-wrenching issue that affects not just the individual, but also their loved ones and the broader community. It's a serious problem that requires our collective attention and care. By learning about what suicide is, understanding the causes and warning signs, and exploring ways to prevent it, we can all play a part in saving lives. This article aims to offer a clear and compassionate guide on suicide, its impact, and the steps we can take together to prevent it. What is suicide? Suicide is when someone takes their own life, often because they feel overwhelmed by pain and despair. It's a global issue that touches people from all walks of life. The World Health Organization, WHO, reports that over 700,000 people die by suicide each year. Each one of these deaths leaves behind a ripple of grief and loss, showing just how important it is to raise awareness and provide support. Suicide statistics in the UK, USA, Canada, Australia, and Ireland. Sources of statistics. The percentages above are based on data from trusted national sources, including the Office for National Statistics, ONS, in the UK, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, in the USA, Statistics Canada, the Australian Bureau of Statistics, and the Central Statistics Office in Ireland. Analysis of suicide statistics. These statistics show that self-inflicted death rates have varied over the years across different countries. For instance, the UK saw a significant increase in 2018, while the USA consistently reports higher rates. The COVID-19 pandemic in 2020 influenced these numbers, with some countries observing a temporary decline, possibly due to enhanced community support. However, the slight increase in later years indicates that ongoing efforts are essential to prevent suicide. Common causes of suicide. Mental health issues are often a significant factor in suicide. Conditions like depression, anxiety, and bipolar disorder can lead to feelings of hopelessness. Life stressors such as financial problems, relationship difficulties, and chronic illness also play a crucial role. Additionally, past trauma, such as abuse or the loss of a loved one, can increase vulnerability. Substance abuse often exacerbates these feelings, creating a dangerous cycle. How to recognize the warning signs of suicide? Recognizing the signs that someone might be considering suicide is vital. People might withdraw from friends and family, give away prized possessions, or talk about feeling hopeless. They may also exhibit mood swings, irritability, or a noticeable loss of interest in things they used to enjoy. If someone talks about wanting to die or being a burden to others, take it seriously. Early intervention can save lives. Effective suicide prevention strategies. Preventing fatal act of self-destruction requires a caring and proactive approach. Educating ourselves and reducing the stigma around mental health are critical first steps. It's important that those at risk have access to mental health services, such as counseling and hotlines. Friends and family play a key role by offering support and encouraging professional help when needed. Communities, schools, and workplaces should also promote mental well-being and provide resources for those struggling with suicidal thoughts. Common questions about suicide. What is suicide? It's the act of intentionally taking one's own life, often driven by overwhelming emotional pain and hopelessness. Why do people consider ending their own lives? Many factors, including mental health issues, traumatic experiences, and intense life stress, can lead someone to this decision. How can suicide be prevented? Early intervention, emotional support, and accessible mental health care are essential for prevention. What are the risk factors for suicide? Mental illness, substance abuse, previous attempts, and major life changes or losses are common risk factors. How can I help someone who is considering taking their own life? Offer support by listening without judgment, encouraging them to seek help, and if necessary, contacting emergency services to ensure their safety. Are there specific warning signs of suicide in teenagers? Yes, significant behavioral changes, social withdrawal, and talking about death or ending their life can be warning signs in teens. Can talking about suicide with someone make them more likely to attempt it? No, discussing these thoughts openly can actually reduce the risk by helping them feel supported and understood. Suicide is a serious issue that affects us all, but by coming together and offering support, we can make a difference. Understanding what suicide is, recognizing the warning signs, and knowing how to help are crucial steps in preventing it. If you or someone you know is struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for help. Remember, together, we can save lives. Emergency hotlines for suicide prevention in different countries. If you or someone you know is experiencing suicidal thoughts, please reach out to these crisis services. You are never alone, and help is always available. Thank you for listening. On our site, sciplanet.com, you can find more information and helpful resources.